The housing market is hot, and that's been good news for home builders like Toll Brothers. This company is valued today at more than $7 billion. It's seen its stock more than double over the past year. Toll Brothers specializes in the high-end luxury home market, and Bob Toll is the CEO of Toll Brothers. He joins us from Toll Brothers headquarters in Horsham, Pennsylvania, just outside the city of Philadelphia. Bob Toll, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Bob, it's all the rage these days. What do you make of the housing market?
Oh, pretty splendiferous, I would say. It can't get much better than this, which I don't mean as a warning, but we've never experienced a housing market as tremendous as this one.
And let's talk specifically about the business of Toll Brothers. For those of us unfamiliar with Toll Brothers, how about a quick thumbnail sketch, Bob?
Well, we do single-family detached housing on a half an acre, a quarter of an acre. We do duplex. We do twins. We do 8-plex, 21-plex, 60-plex. We do high-rise urban infill. Just about everything that you can think of in the residential housing business. We're in about 20 states, I think 21 now. We're in, I would estimate, about 45 separate markets.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been expanding about 20 to 25% a year, every year, or compound annual growth since we got started.
Mm. Give us some historical perspective here. Have you seen anything approaching this level of demand for housing? How long exactly has Toll Brothers been going?
1967, June 7th, I put my first foundation in. Mm. And that's how long we've been gone.
Have you ever seen anything like this market?
No. We had a pretty spectacular market in 85 through the first half of 87, but this tops that market by a whole bunch.
I think some people probably think back to the peak of the NASDAQ. Since we often talk about the stock market on this show, we think back to people who were speculating on stocks. Do you ever hear people these days saying, yeah, I'm just going to buy that house, I'm going to flip that house, and it's going up, so I'll probably flip it and then buy something else?
Yeah, I do hear conversation like that, and we think that at this stage of the game, that kind of chatter is probably misguided and misplaced. But on the other hand, if they've got staying power, they won't be disappointed. In the long run, I think that a house is still probably the best investment you can get.
Mm. Alan Greenspan testified recently. Bob, I have a clip that I'd like you to react to. Here it is.
Although a bubble in home prices for the nation as a whole does not appear likely, there do appear to be, at a minimum, signs of froth in some local markets where home prices seem to have risen to unsustainable levels.
Bob Toll, CEO of Toll Brothers, does that accord with your own view of things?
It does. I think Alan's got it right this time. There definitely is a froth in the hot markets. And to repeat his earlier phrase of irrational exuberance, I think that probably can be applied to certain markets in the country. But that doesn't mean that those buying into those markets, if they can hold past the shakeout, won't be rewarded. In San Francisco, when there was this tech implosion that you've referenced earlier, home prices moved down about 20%.
Mm.
There was a loss of 170,000 jobs, so that's easily understood. That's the equal of a city of about 350 to 400,000 getting wiped out. Within 10 months, the market was back to all-time highs again. What had happened was that apparently there were five buyers for every home before the tech implosion, and after a whole bunch got wiped out financially, there were two buyers for every home. In Las Vegas about 9 months ago, there was over-speculation that got caught. The market reacted by taking down home prices in that half of Las Vegas, the western part of it, down about 20%. It only stayed down for 3 months. And then it came back, and there was chatter in the newspapers how there was a 17,000-unit overhang in speculative units. Obviously, those weren't the facts, because when the market comes back within 3 months to new all-time highs, there must have been tremendous unsatisfied pent-up demand. I think what we see here in these markets is an accurate reflection of the lack of supply. It's not necessarily the increase in demand, and I don't think there is much except from the speculator and the investor, but it's primarily from the lack of supply, and I think we're going to see a continued lack of supply. 30 years ago, country was supplying about 1.8 million in houses. We are still supplying on a yearly basis, on average, 1.8 million of residences. But you have 80 million more people in the United States, two-thirds of which are immigrants. So you've got a tremendous imbalance, further heightened by the fact that today's 1.8 million has to have 400,000 deducted from it for second homes. So we're really supplying for primary homes about 1.4 million compared to the 1.8 million 30 years ago when we had 80 million less people, two-thirds of which are immigrants. Immigrants need homes. They work harder for homes. They seek more of the American dream. So you've got this tremendous increase in demand, and it doesn't seem as though the supply is going to rise to meet this demand for the foreseeable future just because of human nature. Nobody wants to see something built in their own backyard, NIMBY politics. We're a democratic country. Our representatives are very responsive now to the will of the electorate. The electorate says build it someplace else. If everybody says it build it someplace else, that means it's going to be built nowhere. And that's the condition you have today, and that's why you have this imbalance. Mm.
Bob Toll, CEO of Toll Brothers Home Builders. We're going to hold it right there for a moment. When we come back, more on the business of housing. You're listening to The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
This is The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR. We're talking with Bob Toll, the CEO of Toll Brothers, the home builders. Bob, talk about one or two consumer demand trends in houses these days. I don't know, shag, carpeting, whirlpools. What's hot today?
Bigger is better. It's the same as it's been for a long time. More moldings, more rooms, more amenities. The kitchens are spectacular. The baths are ballrooms. It's an era of conspicuous consumption. There's no doubt about it.
Bob Toll, a lot of homeowners listening to our show right now. What's the one thing we can do to really significantly improve the value of our home?
Just maintain it. Make sure that you don't forget to caulk every couple of years and to paint every couple of years, every 3 or 4 or 5 years at the longest. Make sure that you positively, instead of passively, go out and look for trouble as opposed to waiting for it to happen.
Bob, we'll close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. I'll be throwing out things happening in our world at large and ask you if they were stocks, which they're not, but if they were, would you be buying, selling, or holding today? And a sentence as to why. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's start off with three-car garages. If they were a stock, buy, sell, or hold?
Buy. We're now seeing four-car garages as being a standard request in many markets.
Is that right? Like, what? Is this, what, my extra hybrid car that I also just bought, or what is it?
I don't know.
Communes?
A lot of people have two cars now. You know, the two-seater out. Remember, we're the luxury builder. We're the nation's leading builder of luxury homes, America's luxury home builder. So we're building for people that can afford to have two cars, and a lot of them do. Mm. And if you get a family with a 16 or an 18-year-old that's got a new car, so there's a car, and the mom and dad have a car that's three, and you got to put the lawnmower and the other stuff someplace, so that makes four. And very often you see four cars as well.
Mm. Next one up, the long-term viability of realtors, just as a profession, buy, sell, or hold?
I'd hold them. The internet should really replace a tremendous number of realtors. I don't think it has to date. So prognostication is not necessarily a good one. But from a common sense point of view, it just seems to me that ultimately a large number of realtors will be replaced by the internet.
Mm. The likelihood that granite countertops will still be in style 20 years from now. Buy, sell, or hold?
Buy. I mean, they've been in style for the last several thousand years, so there's no reason to believe that they're going to be replaced shortly.
Adding another bathroom to increase the value of my home. Buy, sell, or hold?
I think it'd be smarter to go out and buy a new home, but what the hey, that's my business.
Bob Toll is the CEO of Toll Brothers. He joined us from Toll Brothers headquarters in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Bob Toll, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
You're very welcome. A lot of fun.
Come on to my house, in my house. I'm gonna give you candy.